Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And you can check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian present Laser Hair Removal Live. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter Seigel. This is Lisa Rosinski.
Hi, Lisa Rosinski. How are you?
I'm great.
Where are you calling from?
From Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
Where's Honesdale?
It is in the Poconos, about an hour north of Scranton.
Okay. That's exciting. And what do you do there?
I work at Highlights for Children.
You work at Highlights for Children?
Oh, awesome.
The magazine?
Awesome.
I still read Highlights because I find the puzzles very easy. Well, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Lisa. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, two of the limericks will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
We Vikings set sail and risk lives. We're packing our clubs and our knives. When we take over villages, the whole family pillages. Because we also are bringing our...
Yes, wives!
Yay!
The standard view of Vikings, of your average Viking, is the idea of a giant bearded man pillaging villages. But new research indicates many Viking raiders brought along their wives and even their children. Less a Viking raid, more a Viking cruise. Do you know many Vikings never even reached their destination due to Viking dads making good in the threat to turn this longboat around? Here is your next limerick.
Old school transport and face that's unsheared. By this hipster, Saint Nick is revered. In honor of him, there's a new way to trim with some ornaments clipped to my...
beard.
Yes, beard. More and more men are growing big, bushy lumberjack beards, which naturally means a new place to decorate for Christmas. Christmas ornaments for your beard have become so popular this holiday season that beardbaubles.com is completely sold out of beard baubles. Not to worry. You can make your own beard ornaments simply by eating a bowl of Lucky Charms in a hurry. Here is your last limerick.
Our falcons are very well trained, and from coach class we'll gladly abstain. So take your small pups and lock them all up, because our birds can now fly on a...
airplane?
Yes, well, but yes, plane. Very good. In what is great news for both falconers, people who participate in the royal sport of falconry, and really lazy falcons, falconers and the falcons will be welcome on Lufthansa planes. This is to accommodate travelers from the Middle East, where falconry is quite popular.
But what kind of gods do we think we are to first build contraptions that can fly and then take nature's contraption that can fly and stick it in ours?
Well, I would think, I'm not a falcon, as you can tell, but
sure.
I feel that a falcon would really enjoy it. Probably like get up next to the window, right? And watch the world going by, start flapping its wings and going, "Wee! I'm the fastest falcon ever!"
It's like me on those moving walkways.
Exactly.
At the airport.
Bill, how did Lisa do in our quiz?
Would we expect any less from an editor at Highlights?
Never.
She got them all right.
Congratulations. Well done, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for playing our game. Bye-bye.